Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Think about what can go right when you plan for the future. Talk to a financial broker and start your savings plan today.
It is a year since Tom Nyland was admitted to hospital following a violent incident at his home in Skreen in County Sligo. The 74-year-old farmer remains in the ICU of Sligo University Hospital, unable to walk or to speak more than a couple of words. The events of the 18th of January last year has had a deep impact on the local community. Tom Nyland's cousin, Michael Walsh, joins us now on the line. And Michael, thank you very much for taking our call this evening. Can I ask you, a year on, how is Tom?
Unfortunately, Tom isn't much better. I'm outside in the car park of the hospital at the moment, just after coming from Tom. And for the entire visit, he was asleep, in a deep sleep. And so I've, you know, nothing to report from today's visit, really. But generally, he, you know, if he's awake, he may try to say a few words. It's very difficult. He still has the tubes in his throat to breathe and feeding tubes and so on. He can't move. It's you know, especially a year after, to think that he's still like that. Mm-hmm. It is shocking. It is distressing to see.
Do you think he understands exactly what has happened to him and his situation now?
I don't think he does. No, I try and avoid to actually bring it up, really, you know, but we would ask him, do you remember what happened to you? And he's not quite sure. He thinks he was in an accident.
Okay, so, like a car accident or something like that, is
something
it?
Something like that, yeah.
Okay, because I know doctors think that he knows enough of what is going on to maybe be very, very depressed.
He is very, very, well, they're treating him for that now. You know, they say, you know, that this is kind of what happens when somebody comes out of some kind of a situation like this and realizes that you can't move, you can't breathe without assistance. He can see, of course, only out the one eye because he lost the sight in the other eye. So he can see that he can't. I've seen him looking down and trying to move his hands or move his legs and so on, and he realizes he can't. It's very frustrating for him. And as a result, you know, especially a man like Tom, who was physically very active, and to end up like this, very distressing, very depressing for him. And this is the problem. He has awareness now, but he has also awareness of what he can't do, you know. Mm.
What's the prognosis, Michael? Can the doctors give any hope?
Well, I spoke to the doctors about a week ago now, and he was very hesitant in saying anything because he couldn't say anything really good at the moment. He said, it doesn't look good. He said, we're just living in hope, but I'm afraid at this stage, he said, it's been so long, we can't expect much of a change.
Not where you want to be, certainly not where Tom wants to be a year on. And I know when this happened to Tom, this terrible violent incident, the whole country was taken aback by it and shocked by it. But the ripples of that, of what happened to him, I'm sure are still very much felt in the local community in particular.
Very much so, yeah. I'm contacted by people nearly every day, you know, asking about Tom and talking about what happened and how they have changed their life. Everybody seems to have made changes to their lives and their security and awareness of what can happen. And it hasn't abated. It's the same, you know. Probably, I think what a lot of people worry about coming into the winter, they were thinking about what had happened to Tom and preparing for that, you know. So it has had a massive impact on the whole area and the country. I know people from all over the country contact us about Tom.
Well, that's the thing. I think you, some small solace, I suppose, is that you've had really huge support, not just from the local community, but also from across the country.
Yeah, we have. It is great to get the support, and I'd like to thank everybody for that, from myself and my family. And Tom, of course. And I do tell Tom, you know, when people inquire about him, I let him know and talk to him about these people.
Okay. Well, Michael,
hopefully, you know, it helps him.
please do, when you're in visiting him next, pass on all our well wishes from across the country, and we hope he does make some better recovery from where he is at the moment. And thank you very much for taking the time to speak to us.
We live in hope.
We do indeed. Michael, thank you very much.
That's thank you very much, Sarah. Bye-bye.